It says, the person who says that he is in the light, but hates his brother, is still in the darkness. When the scripture used the word but there, it was used, if you study the word but, it can go into a lot of places, but here it is a conjunction. And it simply means, except for the fact, on the contrary, on the other hand. So if you want to talk to me and you want to claim that you are in the light, but you have a conjunction there that says but, and you hate your brother, I'm here to tell you that the word of God says that you are in darkness. You can't claim to be enlightened while you still have some issues. The person who loves his brother, verse 10, abides in the light, and there is no reason for him to stumble. Some people say, well, I can't help it. Yeah, there's a reason why you stumble. We see that today. That's why you came with your something wrong with you. But again, verse 11. All right, so there is no reason for you to stumble. But the person who hates his brother is in darkness and lives in the darkness. He does not know where he's going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. And then John begins in verse 12 to break this thing down for us. He says, he begins to let us know what it takes to become mature. So he begins in verse 12 by saying, now I'm going to write to you little children, because your sins have been forgiven. In verse 13 he says, and I'm writing to you fathers, because you have known the one who has existed from the beginning. And I'm writing to your young people, because you have overcome the evil one. Verse 14, I have written to you little children, we have it again, because you have known the Father. I have written to you fathers, because you know the one who has existed from the beginning. I have written to you young people, because you are strong, and because God's word remains in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Now let's take a closer look at this breakdown, because we need to understand, it sounds like John is repeating himself quite redundantly.